At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in a Kentucky church, a shooting spree today that began after a state trooper had been shot and wounded. After shooting the officer, the suspect drove to the church where he began shooting. Two people were killed, two more wounded. Suspect later killed by police in Lexington. More heavy rain today in South Central Texas. Correspondent Gabriel Alun.
The fire department has said that they are suspending search and rescue operations at this time due to the flooding. They've asked anyone who has any kind of equipment down near the river to remove it. I've received two emergency alerts this morning. One came at about 7:50, right when the rain began in this area. And I received a second one from the National Weather Service sometime later.
Some 170 people are still missing. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Salem Radio Network there is no reason for the federal government to continue funding public broadcasting.
It's just insane. I mean, NPR, PBS are incredibly biased. They don't deserve any federal dollars. They can go, you know, raise the rest of it on their own. And then, of course, with the USAID funding, you've got, you know, Sesame Street in Iraq and DEI, you know, in Burma and all this ridiculous transgender ideology that we're spending State Department dollars on across the world. It's really a big, big mission.
The White House calling on lawmakers to rescind $9.4 billion in spending on June 3rd to starting the clock on a process that gives Congress 45 days to act. The House approved the rescission package last month. The Senate now faces a July 18th deadline. Fire crews still battling a couple of major wildfires in Colorado. No reports of any fatalities. And in Turkey, a 26-story apartment building fire. Three people are dead. More than 40 have been hurt. This is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christian leaders are warning the country's small community of believers may decide to flee following last month's devastating church attack. Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing of the church just outside of Damascus, the worst crime against Christians, since 1860, when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. Weeks after the bombing, it is still not clear who was behind it. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans don't see reversing the declining birth rate as a government priority.
Most Americans want the government to focus on maternal health and reducing the high cost of raising a child rather than reversing declining birth rates. That's according to a new survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About three-quarters of U.S. adults say the cost of child care is a major problem, including a majority of Democrats and Republicans. Two-thirds favor policies like free or low-cost daycare and paid family leave, and only 12% think encouraging more births should be a high priority. I'm Jennifer King.
The first new coal mine in Wyoming in 50 years will be operating soon, but it will not rely on the fossil fuels to make money. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements instead. More details at srnnews.com.